Good evening.
Good evening.
Great to be back with you tonight. Appreciate your presence here so that we can study God's Word together. One announcement that I wanted to make, if you would keep the brethren of the Rock Creek Church of Christ, it is in Warrior, Alabama. This morning, prior to their services, people were not at the building yet, thankfully, but a car struck the building, ended up catching the building on fire, and it was a total loss. The occupant of the car was taken to the hospital and supposed to be okay, but the building itself burnt to the ground. And so if you will keep that, the Rock Creek Church of Christ in Warrior, Alabama, if you would keep those individuals in your prayers, I know that they would appreciate that very much. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, you can be turning to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we'll be noticing verses 1 through 3 here in just a moment, and especially keying in on verse 3 as we talk about tonight finding our why. Several of you came up to me after services and said you thought that I had said finding our wives. And hopefully she's beside you or you know where she is at least. But we're talking about our why, our motivation, our reason for doing the things that we do. You know, in whatever endeavor we go after in life, if our why is not greater than the roadblocks, than the obstacles, than the difficulties that we are going to encounter, then unfortunately we're not going to achieve that goal. You see, our motivation has to be greater than the problems that we're going to encounter on the way. And that is definitely true also when it comes to our spiritual life, when it comes to living the Christian life. Our motivation has to be greater than the difficulties that you and I are going to face. Because there's no way that Satan is going to allow us to live the Christian life without any difficulties. There's no way he's going to allow us to live our life for Christ without trying to stop us in some way, without throwing out some roadblocks, without giving some pitfalls, without trying in some way to steer us off of our course. And so it's so important when we keep that in mind that our motivation then is greater than the problems that we're going to face. And that's part of what Paul has in mind as he begins his letter to the church at Thessalonica. You have to remember, as he writes to the church at Thessalonica, if you go to the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 17, we see when this church began. And y'all, it began with a lot of difficulties. It began with a lot of interference, and there was a lot of persecution that these brethren are facing. And so in a very real way, it was important that their motivation was strong because they were going to face fierce oppositions to living the Christian life. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, in verses 1 through 3, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for you all, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 3, we see three things that motivated them. And friends, these three things help them to remain faithful. These are three things that will help us to remain faithful as well. Three things tonight. Number one, first of all, they were motivated by faith. They were motivated by faith. Going back to verse 3 there in 1 Thessalonians 1, Paul said, remembering for our God and Father your work of faith. These were people whose faith inspired their work. It was because of their faith. You see, the inward led to the outward. And friends, that's true in so many different areas of life. The inward is going to lead to the outward. What's on the inside eventually comes out on the outside, right? So sooner or later, I don't care who a person is, they can be the best person in the world at hiding their true colors, but sooner or later, what's on the inside comes to the outside. But that's true in a positive way as well. Here were individuals whose faith, that inward quality that they had, it motivated them to outwardly work. A great example of that is found in Hebrews chapter 11. Throughout Hebrews chapter 11, we see all these different individuals whose faith inspired their work. Their faith motivated them to do incredible things. Now, I mean, you read through that chapter and you see over and over again all of these great, we refer to them as the heroes of faith, these individuals who did incredible things, and we see a similar construction with each one. By faith, someone did something. Their faith motivated their work. Why did these people do all these things? Why did they endure such difficulties? Why did they go to such lengths to serve God? It was because of that great belief that they had in God. And as a result, that faith motivated them to work. Number two tonight, we need to be motivated by faith, but number two, we also need to be motivated by love. We need to be motivated by love. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, back in verse 3 again. Remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love. We talked about this a little bit this morning in looking at how we put Christ first, how we put God first. And that is, we do that because we love God. Love is a great, huge motivator. And it's an important motivator. It causes us to go to lengths. You think about the love of a mother. I mean, you've all read stories where a mother's lifted a car, where she has attacked a bear. I mean, there's all these different stories of these incredible things that mothers have done when their children were in danger. Why, love? In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me," what will that motivate us to do, Jesus? What will that cause us to do if we love you? He says, "You will keep my commandments." You know, sometimes if we're not careful, and I think this happens to all of us maybe at some time or another, we can find ourselves just going through the motions, right? Our heart's not in it like it needs to be. We just find ourselves, we kind of get stuck in a rut. Wake up, do the things, go to bed, wake up, do the things, wash and repeat. And if we're not careful, we can find ourselves in a situation where we're not putting our heart into it. Where that love is not where it needs to be. It's so important that we make sure that we're motivated by our love for God to do the things that He's called for us to do. You know, we talk about different things that can motivate us, and fear is one of those things that sometimes we talk about as a motivator. And don't misunderstand me, fear is a good motivator. Fear can keep us out of danger, it can keep us from harm, but it's only a temporary motivator. You see, we need to move to where our motivation is our belief in God, that faith, our love of God. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, Paul begins to talk about the importance of love. In verse 1, he says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." Paul says, I could get up and just speak with the most elegance of anyone who's ever spoken. He uses the phraseology, the tongues of men and of angels, to where the whole audience is just enthralled at everything I'm saying. But Paul says, if it's not motivated by love, it's just a bunch of noise. In verse 2, he says, "And if I have a prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing." Paul says here, if I had this thing memorized from front to back, I can quote every verse in it. I know every word of it. I know how to explain everything that's in there. I can do great things. He says, but once again, if I don't have love, none of that matters. Verse 3, "And if I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." He says, if I donate everything that I have to those in need and I sacrifice my life for the cause of Christ. You know, we would look at an individual that did that and be like, that's amazing, right? I mean, here's a person who gave everything they had to people in need and who ended up giving their life because of being a Christian. We would be like, that's a great individual. But notice what Paul says. If I don't have love, I am nothing. Friends, love has to be what motivates us if we are going to faithfully live the Christian life. Third and finally, we need to be motivated by faith. We need to be motivated by love. And thirdly, we need to be motivated by hope. Going back to verse 3 one last time. Remembering before our God and Father, your work of faith, your labor of love, and steadfastness of hope. As we said in the introduction, the Thessalonians were under intense persecution as Paul writes this. But during those difficult times, they remained steadfast. How so? Because they placed their hope in God. They trusted in God. What motivated them to do that? Their hope. And we're not just talking about any hope. We're talking about that hope of heaven. That eternal abode for God's faithful children. In Titus chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Paul writes to Titus and says, Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. You know, we have that hope. We don't have to wonder if heaven's going to be waiting for us. We know that heaven's waiting for us. And as we've talked many times, remember, hope in the Bible, it's different from sometimes how we use the word today. Hope in the Bible is always desire plus expectation. It is those two elements together. We have a desire to go to heaven, but if we're faithful, we have an expectation that we're going to be there. As I've told you before, no one in this building is going to close their eyes in this life and open them in the next and say, oh, I didn't expect to be here. If you and I find ourselves in paradise, it's because we worked to be there. It's because we trusted in God. It's because we were cleansed in the blood of His Son. It's because we placed our hope in Him. Friends, we've got to be motivated by that hope. Hebrews 6:19 says, we have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. A hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. Friends, let that hope motivate you to serve God faithfully. Three core things here that we need if we're going to have the proper why. If we're going to have the proper motivation to live a life that matters. To live a life for God. We need to be motivated by our faith. We need to be motivated by our love. And friends, we need to be motivated by our hope. Let me ask you tonight, are you living your life for God? Friend, if you're not a Christian, we'd say tonight, put your faith in Him. Show your love for Him. Grab onto that hope that is offered by becoming a Christian. By believing in Jesus and turning away from sin and putting Christ on in baptism. Or maybe you have done that, but you've turned away. God stands waiting for you to come home. Faith, love, and hope. That's what we need, brother. Let's live it out from day to day. If you need to respond to heaven's invitation, we'd ask you to come right now as we stand and sing.